a wonderful big hitch and grab.
And he can do that, Kingy. Hayden Crozier can get up, and he's with us for our McCafe Coffee Catch-Up. Shake it up with McCafe's Real Coffee Shake. Oh, they've shaken it up there, haven't they, Hayden? What's happening up at Mooloolaba? I think the humidity's 90-plus percent, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty tough weather up here, mate. Thanks again for having me. Yeah, we got up the other day, and it's been a pretty tough start so far. I had a big session yesterday, and the weather's quite tough.
So what sort of things they got you doing? I think, as you alluded to, there was a main match simulation yesterday. I think that was Aaron Norton's first session back, incidentally, and you got another one again on Sunday. So for all the talk about these pre-season camps being a bit as much about bonding as they are about the physical stuff, you guys are still getting work pretty hard up there?
Yeah, we are. It's pretty similar to what we've been doing back in Melbourne. It's almost just like we're just changing positions and coming up here. So, as you mentioned before, we had a pretty tough match simulation yesterday, and another main session will be on Sunday. But it's obviously a little bit of tough work, but at the same time, it's a bit of fun, and the boys really enjoy coming up here. It's our sixth year in a row being up in the Mooloolaba, and the locals get around us, and really good spot to come up and train and have some fun.
Hayden, after 6 or 7 years over at Fremantle, come across the Western Bulldogs. You've absolutely loved your first couple of years. You've found a spot in that back line. There's been a rotation of players have played that small back, half-back type role with Caleb Daniel going there last year. How will it look? What sort of different names can we expect to see down back at the start of 2020 next to you?
Yeah, the good thing, the position of where our roster is at the moment is we've got a lot of guys there really pushing for spots, and that's obviously what you want this time of year. We've only really got probably 3 or 4 guys in rehab at the moment, and they're all very close to being full training, so that's obviously what you want this time of year. There's guys such as Bailey Williams, who's obviously played the role before and done a really good job, and Lockie Young, who saw him towards the end of last year, that he really came out and played some good footy for us. So in terms of that medium defender, small defender, there's a lot of guys that can come through and do the role. Louis Butler, one of the guys we've drafted, is very skillful and a really good runner, so he's another one as well. So there's plenty of depth down there, and it's always what you want. It's a tough spot for the spots.
Alex Keith, Hayden, where's he sort of at the moment? He was a high-profile recruit, of course, a star, really, for the Adelaide Crows, but he joined under an injury cloud with that stress fracture in his leg and has had a delayed start. Where's he sort of at the moment?
Yeah, Keithy's just joined back in full training, so he was in our match simulation yesterday and a couple of days prior at the club. So, yeah, he's back in full training, looking really, really good. I think I've noticed about Keithy so far, very vocal on the track, and for a new guy to the team, that's exactly what you want. Obviously, he's a little bit older, and he's only played about 30 games, but he's an experienced head. We've got quite a young team, so it's always handy having another guy in the back line, and he's looking really good so far.
Hayden, there's a lot of hype about the Dogs at the moment. They've arrived. They've got the band back together in the midfield. They're going to have a big 2020. Most people projecting they'll be in the top 4 or 5 teams coming into the season. Does that permeate through the group? Have you felt that positivity come into the Dogs camp?
Yeah, certainly. I think we're quietly confident in how we're going so far, and I think that's backed up by the way that we've been training. It's obviously tough this time of year because every club obviously thinks they're flying this time of year and doing really well. But in terms of where we are at the moment compared to where we were last year, obviously we've got less people on the injury list and more people training, and so we're doing well at the moment. But yeah, there is that quiet confidence about us, and we finished the year off very well last year, and obviously the disappointing loss to GWS in the first final. But we saw that our best footy matches up against the best, and hopefully that can continue this year.
Can we talk about Luke Beveridge, the coach, for a moment, Hayden? We were talking about him a little bit earlier and about the various triggers he uses to motivate you guys and the themes he's gone with in recent times. What's the main message been so far in your preparation for 2020 from Bevo?
I'm sure he's... Any Dr. Seuss?
Any Dr. Seuss, any bird in the hand? What's sort of happening with Bevo?
Nah, there hasn't been any one of those rare conversations yet. I think Bevo's just at the stage where he's backing us in, and I don't think too much is going to change compared to where we were last year. So I think just continuing to build on that, and obviously implementing a few new players into our team, obviously Brucey and Keithy as well at either end, I think they're key pillars. So not much has changed so far. We haven't had one of those big conversations yet. I'm sure that'll be coming up soon before the start of the pre-season games. But Bevo's been really good so far.
Did he bring the surfboard up and the skateboard too?
don't know about the skateboard, but I assume that he's brought the surfboard up. I'm actually just looking out my window at the moment. The surf's not great at the moment, so he's probably not too happy about that.
Well, since the flag, 11 wins, 8 wins, 12 wins. You've got to get to that 14 or 15 mark in 2020 to make a serious charge for the flag. When you identify what Richmond were able to do over the last 2 to 3 seasons, they're the benchmark in the competition right now. What do you see as a player that you'd like to replicate at the Western Bulldogs?
Well, yeah, as you said, the Richmond have been really impressive over the last few years. And, you know, what teams bring from them is just the way they've been pressuring the ball. I think that's something that's really stood out playing against them over the last few years and obviously watching on TV and that kind of stuff. Is just the full ground pressure they have as soon as the ball goes in the forward 50, their ability just to lock it in and put players under the pump, and even when players aren't under the pump, thinking that they're under the pump. So I think that's just that all-ground pressure is something that's really impressive about them, and hopefully we can implement that a little bit more into our game plan. And, you know, we really built on it towards the end of last year, and I thought our pressure and intensity around the ball really grew as the year went on, and that was probably something that we weren't happy with at the start of last season. So hopefully that can continue into the start of this year and ongoing.
How
has
the captaincy settled on the shoulders of Marcus Bondempelli there, Hayden?
Yeah, very well. It's you forget that he's only, you know, 24 years of age. It's pretty scary, to be honest with you. He's been, basically ever since I've got to the club, he's been in that position where I felt that if the captaincy was handed over to him at any stage, that I was very confident that he'd be able to do the job. Obviously, it's going to get a little bit more stressful with him as the season starts to get closer, but we've all got 100% confidence in Marcus and his ability to lead, and, you know, strength of our club is a lot of guys lead. It's going to be on Bond's shoulders. It's going to be on all 22 that go out there every week, and there's a big focus on even the young boys coming through to be able to lead from the front with their actions and with their words out the ground. So, yeah, we're very confident in Marcus and the leadership group to get the job done.
Hayden, there's a lot of downtime through the off-season. Just a quick update, has there been any additional tattoos for Tom Liberatore? How's the hair going for Bailey Smith and JJ? Anything outside the ordinary that we can expect first up?
Nothing too dissimilar. A few more taps for Libba. I'm getting sort of lost of the track account at the moment, so there's a few different ones. Bailey Smith's still got his mullet going. Yeah, nothing that's too out of the ordinary. Obviously, Matty Suckling's bleached his hair, which is good. That was all for raising money for the bushfires, so he's looking really good at the moment. And I think JJ's due to bleach his hair as well. He was a part of that bushfire raiser too. So, yeah, nothing out of the ordinary besides those two, I don't think.
All right, Hayden, if you had the match sim yesterday, match sim on Sunday, what's on the menu up at Moolabar today?
I think we're just going to have a pretty cruisy school session today. It was obviously a large one yesterday, probably up, you know, 13, 14K. So, yeah, I think today is probably just going to be more of just get the ball down a little bit and just get your hands on it. And I think we've got an activity this afternoon, so we're not too sure what that's going to be yet. But, yeah, hopefully it's a fun one and something that's not too tough.
Hey, just quickly, who got the votes in the game yesterday? Give us your 3-2-1.
Oh, it's a little bit tough in these matches, Sim, because a few guys did bell train in different positions and that kind of stuff. So I think the top three. I think Bond gets the 3 votes. He was pretty dominant out of the midfield yesterday.
Crozier too.
I got the ball a couple of times, but I wouldn't put myself in the votes. I think JJ was really good off half back, obviously his trademark. Running carry as well, and Jackson Craig got his hands on the ball a fair bit, so not too dissimilar to how it's been the last few years. Those guys have been in really good form, so hopefully that can continue this season.
Oh, sliding doors in footy all across the country, Hayden, and your one. It's amazing to think that it was a few years ago you were there at Fremantle, and now you're doing some marvellous things at the Western Bulldogs. You've fitted in seamlessly, it seems, down there at the Kennel. We appreciate your time this morning. Best luck for the camp and the season ahead.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.